नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading the 10th canto, chapter 83, verse 41 and 2, right? So, Navayam Sadvi Sangrajam Parajam Bhogjam Apyuta Vairajam Paramesyamcha Anantyam Bahare Padam Navayam Sadvi Sangrajam Parajam Haumjam Apyuta Vairajam Paramesyam Cha Anantyam Bahare Padam Navayam Sadvi Sangrajam Rajam Bhaujam Apyuta Rajam Paramesyam Cha Anantyam Bahare Padam. Sadvi, O saintly lady Draupadi, Sangrajam, rulership over the entire earth, Swarajam, the position of Lord Indra, King of Heaven, Baujam, unlimited powers of enjoyment, Apiyuta, even, Vairajam, mystic power, Paramestyam, position of Lord Brahma, creator of universe, Sha, and Anantyam, immortality, Ba, or Hare, of the Supreme Lord, Padang, the abode. I'll read the next one myself. Kamaya maha etasya shimat padara jashriya Kucha kunkuma gandabhyam mudnya bodhum gadabhita. O saintly lady, we do not desire dominion over the earth, the sovereignty of the King of Heaven, unlimited facility for enjoyment, mystic power, the position of Lord Brahma, immortality, or even attainment of the kingdom of God. We simply desire to carry on our heads the glorious dust of Lord Krishna's feet enriched by the fragrance of kumkum from his consort's bosom. Verb word. The verb raj means to rule, and from it are derived the words sangrajyam, meaning rulership over the entire earth, and swarajyam, meaning rulership over heaven. Svarajam and Samrajam. Bodhyam comes from the verb bhu, to enjoy, and thus refers to the capacity of enjoying whatever one desires. Virat is explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti as representing the phrase dividham virajate, one enjoys many kinds of opulence, and specifically indicating the eight mystic perfections of anima and so on. An alternative explanation of these terms is given by Srila Sridhar Swami, who says that according to the Bhagavacha Brahmana, these four terms designate the power of sovereignty over each of the four cardinal directions. Samrajya for the east, Bhoja for the south, Svarajya for the west, and Vairajya for the north. Lord Krishna's queens clearly state that they do not desire any of these powers or even the position of Brahma, liberation or entrance into the kingdom of God. They simply want the dust from Sri Krishna's feet, which Goddess Sri herself worships. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti tells us that the goddess of fortune mentioned here is not Lakshmi, the consort of Narayan. After all, the Acharya explains, goddess Lakshmi could not attain the direct association of Krishna even after performing extended austerities, as Uddhava states, Nayang Sriyanga Unitam Tarate Prasada. That's 1047-60. Rather, the Sri referred to here is the supreme goddess of fortune identified by the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohani Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Dabhidam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upagadam Mayam Dadati Savarantikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O saintly lady, we do not desire dominion over the earth, the sovereignty of the King of Heaven, unlimited facility for enjoyment, mystic power, the position of Lord Brahma, immortality, or even attainment of the Kingdom of God. We simply desire to carry on our heads the glorious dust of Lord Krishna's feet, enriched by the fragrance of kumkum from his consort's bosom. So we are getting a little peek into the mentality of these queens, Dwarka queens. And we can understand that through the purports of Vishwanath Chakravarti and Sridhar Swami, ultimately, they are citing, Vishwanath Chakravarti is citing this verse, Devi Krishnamaya Prokta Radhika Paradevata. So they're not in any way hankering for anything, is what they're. In several cantos throughout the Bhagavatam, we have this, Krishna himself also in the 11th canto mentions this, these various gradations. Narasadi patyam, na paramestyam. Here is the paramestyam, the position of Lord Brahma. In Vritrasura's verses, he also says, I don't want any of these things. Punar bhavam va, apunar bhavam va. Not even liberation or immortality. None of these things are desired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reflects that in his prayers also, where he says, Nadanam Najanama Sundarin Kavitam Ba Jagadishi Kamaye. Janmani Jamanishvare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahiti. He doesn't mind, he's saying in his verses, to take birth again. Mama Janmani Jamanishvare Bhavatad Bhakti, as long as he has this devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ultimately in his 8 prayers, he comes to the point of Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam. Ashlishyava Padaratam Panashtumam. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. Now the goddesses are not displaying any envy toward the gopis, but they are aspiring. Here it says, the dust of Lord Krishna's feet enriched by the fragrance of kumkum. Now later on we'll read about how these queens of Dwarka, they exhibit great separation from Krishna, that when they see the ocean, the ocean is tossing out of separation, the moon, the birds. But the gopis express the greatest separation from Krishna. And they actually express transcendental envy of the sometimes the queens of Dwarka and the Mathura ladies. And Radharani is the, she shows the highest platform, Divyanmada, separation. And so much so that Krishna wants to understand this mood of Radharani. So he expresses himself and appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidasho Vanayaiva. He understands that. He doesn't want to take the form of the queens of Dwarka, but he wants to take this form of Radharani, the gopis. Gopyastapa kimacharam yadamusha rupam lavanyasaram asamurvam ananyasiddham. The ladies in Mathura, they say, these gopis, they must have performed some great tapasya. Gopyastapam kimacharam yadamusha rupam lavanyasaram. So even these queens, they're aspiring to get this. Now, someone reading this superficially without the purports of Vishwanath Chakravarti will not be able to understand without the contact of this great Rasika Acharya and his explanation. Because the goddess Fortune could not, as expressed, Nayam Shrangana Tantarate Prashada Svayoshitam Nalanaganda. So we're very much interested in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he has come to show this highest expression of Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhavara Samitab Dilahari Kalola Magno Mahur. He has given this high standard of devotion, bhakti, the highest bhakti, bhaktyahama kayagraya. So throughout the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where we find at the end, the last chapter, especially the last couple of chapters, that Sanatana Goswami is simply giving this mood. The gopis themselves are feeling that throughout Bhagavatam, he's citing the various verses. Even when they see the deer, they're thinking that this deer is tweaking his head back towards us and showing us where Krishna has gone. And when they're seeing the ground of some kumkum, that this kumkum, Radharani and the gopis are thinking, let us touch this kumkum. But actually the kumkum itself fell from the feet of Krishna, which came from the gopi's breast. So in this way, there's this serious mood of separation given. But these Dwarka ladies, they're not experiencing this highest separation expressed, but they're aspiring to get the dust here also, the kumkum from the consort's bosom. So these things are hidden throughout these purports. Anayararito nunam. Practically, Radharani's name is not even given, except in that one verse indication that Sukadeva Goswami, by his great mercy, he has given some indication who is. Now, only one gopi is mentioned there, that she seriously was speaking with a bumblebee. we find in chapter 47 that we read, out of this ecstatic, she was calling this bumblebee Tita Vabando. He's a cheater, that you have come to take the dust from my feet, and that he was representing Krishna, feeling this great separation. She was addressing the bumblebee. And but she said, I know that your master is a great cheater, then you're also a cheater. So we can see here that these queens are not feeling the great separation. Rather, they're very satisfied, as it's expressed here. We do not desire dominion over the earth, sovereignty of the King of Heaven. Still, there's great bhakti shown here. Unlimited facility for enjoyment, mystic. They already have all these things. They're the queens of Dwarka. Position of Brahma, immortality, or even attainment of the kingdom of God. Nama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti. Simply, they want this devotion. Carry on our heads the glorious dust of Lord Krishna's feet. So in this purport is given very technical breakdown of the Sanskrit. To rule, the power of sovereignty over each of the four cardinal directions, Samraja, east, south, west. Queens clearly state they do not desire any of these powers, or even the position of Brahma, liberation or entrance into the kingdom of God. They simply want the dust from Krishna's feet. So also when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, sent by Krishna, he also had the idea that he didn't want to disturb the gopis, but rather he said, Asamaho charanarain krisham aham sham Vrindavane kimapi go gumalatau kadinam, that let me get the dust of these gopis, the residents of Vrindavan, I can somehow be born kimapi gumalatoshadinam in Vrindavane kim. How can I get the birth as a simple bush, kimapi gumalato, a creeper or an herb, medicinal herb, oshadinam? Because these gopis, they gave up everything. Svajanam Arya Patam Chihitva. Arya Patam means the position of chastity. They gave it up and they went after Krishna. So this is the higher mood of the gopis. It's not really given here, but they're aspiring for the dust of Radharani, so we can understand what Vishnu Chakravarti is bringing out here. After all, the goddess of Lakshmi could not attain the direct association of Krishna, even after performing extended austerity. And then quotes Uddhava, Nam Triangona Tantarete Prasada. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not necessarily shown the mood of these queens of Dwarka. Rather, Ramya Kachirupasana Vrajavadu Vargena Yakalpita. The mood of the gopis. How does that verse start? Aradito Yari Haresh Tapasa. Huh? Araja Bhagavan Vajay Satanayata Dhamma Vrindavan. Rather, he cites Vrindavan. Now, the gopis, even though they're Vrindavan, they're feeling so much pain of separation, especially Radharani is speaking what's called Prajalpa, Divyan Mag. Sometimes Mahaprabhu shows this in his later pastimes, that this Vrindavan is a merciless place now that Krishna is gone. We don't care for it. Therefore, they're speaking to the trees, whereas they see the trees are bowing down with so many fruits and flowers, and Tulasi, the different plants and trees they're speaking, Chuta, Priyala. Have you seen the son of Nanda Maharaj? So this way they've gone mad in separation of Krishna. So this is the type of madness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to bestow on all of us. There's no question that although they show in many of these mad talks that Radharani was speaking with the bumblebee, there is a strain of jealousy that the queens in Dwarka, or the especially the ladies in Mathura, of course, ultimately he didn't enjoy with ladies in Mathura, but they're thinking, just like the other gopis, they display this great envy of Radharani, that somewhere we see the footprints that here, the only tiptoe that Krishna must have taken Radharani away and carried her, but actually then it's because he left the rasa dance for Radharani. But then ultimately Radharani also was proud that Krishna is with me, so Krishna disappeared and left Radharani after exhibiting, experiencing, enjoying so many loving pastimes. And by our meditation on these pastimes, we can give up all our mundane lust. Vikriditam rajavadu biridam cha Vishnu. By having full faith and enthusiasm to hear this. Of course, in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, it is described, Nimritsaranam satam, bejam vastavam atrava, to experience the actual Bhagavatam, in the beginning, one has to be Nirmatsaranam satam. So there's no question of envy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who are envious should not even be explained Bhagavad Gita, what to speak of Srimad Bhagavatam. So how can we ever think that the gopis are experiencing some mundane envy or jealousy? It is anger, all on the high transcendental platform. The gopis are envious of Radharani. Radharani is, she doesn't want Krishna to experience any pain also. Rupa Goswami has written so many verses like that. Radharani's in his Vidagdha Madhava is saying that Radharani is speaking, now I've gone mad, I will have to die, I'm so attracted to Krishna, I cannot stop thinking. We cannot start thinking of Radha Krishna Leela. The gopis, they cannot stop, they want to. It's just like Bishamrita. Bisha means poison, Amrita means nectar. So it's simultaneously like sugarcane juice. It's very sweet and wonderful, but it's hot. If it's hot, you can't keep it in your mouth. So this is Bishamrita, poison and nectar. And also described like a serpent, Ahireva, 15 Premna. This Prema is just like a crooked snake. So these things on a very, very elevated platform. Even what these queens are experiencing. Not in so much detail, we don't get. Just like previously in that chapter 47, Radharani was experiencing, this is why these queens are speaking like this. Radharani was, they know what Radharani is experiencing. Tabirya eva nijarupataya kalabi. They are also expansions. The goddess of fortunes. Shriya kanta kanta paramapurusha kalpatarva. So many goddesses of fortune, these queens also. Ananda Chinmay Rasa Pratibhavi Tabi Tabiri Ajanija Pataya. Krishna is expanded, Eko Bahusham, in the form of all these queens, all these gopis, goddesses of fortune, just to enjoy because he has such a great, unlimited power to enjoy that is beyond. We cannot even imagine, cannot even wish it. We can only wish small things. Oh. So therefore it is said at the end of that chapter, Vikriditam Rajavadu, just have full faith in it. Shadhan Vato Nushonet. Hear it, think of it. Those five chapters, but all the chapters, let us speak of chapter 47 of this 10th canto, all the Bhagavatam. And they give, if one doesn't have knowledge, how will he even know what they're speaking? Sometimes Radharani, when she's speaking with the bumblebee, she's saying, Krishna is such a cheater, such a rascal. I've heard from Purnamasi in a previous life as Ramchandra. He killed Vali, who is completely innocent, just because he was an enemy of a friend of his. Like a hunter, not even like a kshatriya. So many rascal things. Now he's cheated me. He's gone off somewhere. This is what the queens are aspiring for. And in a previous, as Vamana, he also tied up Bali Maharaj. Even though he gave everything, the entire universe to him, to Vaman, he came as a cheating little boy. Actually, the personality of Godhead, but he looks like a little boy, a little dwarf or something. Who is he? We don't know. Then he shows a universal form. And even after Bali surrendered everything, and Sarva Svatna Neve Dene, Balarabhu Krishnaptir, Esha. That verse is there, that Bali Maharaj shows complete surrender. After he shows complete surrender, still, he is tied up like a crow and then sent down to hellish regions. So we know that this Krishna is simply cheating. Some Supranaka came just to enjoy, and he's a kshatriya, he's supposed to satisfy, but he cut off her nose. What is this? So one has to know the shastra, or else how can he relish even what the gopis are saying? And here also, if we just read this without the purport, we will have no idea to relish it. But Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sridhar Swami, they're bringing out, churning up this ocean. Sometimes it's described like a cotton, this logic, punji nyaya. That if you get some cotton, sometimes it's mushed up, or even a sari, it can be folded up, it has to be fluffed out. The cotton has to be fluffed out. So our acharyas, they're fluffing out these verses for us. We can relish again and again and again, always. Chant some verses, chant japa. This is what Krishna consciousness is, very enjoyable. How Lord Brahmaji, speaking of Lord Brahma, they don't want the position, but Lord Brahma is also speaking, Janant David, Janantu Kim Bahukchaname. He has full mystic power, but he cannot. Those who say, now who could know more than Lord Brahma? And he says in chapter 14, Jananta, Eva Janantu. Let them say they know everything. There may be someone who says he knows Krishna. No, not possible. Even Rupa Goswami and Bilva Mangala Thakur, they've written, someone has written so many wonderful things we cannot hope in millions of lives to relish. And still another person writes more. So this is the unlimited relishing. We saw one little video of Daiva Shakti. Someone posted it. And she said that in 74 she had an idea that she was in Radhakund. Before the temple was even finished, it was just a bamboo around it and nothing there. Bricks. And she went to Radhakund and saw there's a small temples there that represent the bigger temples in Vrindavan. In Radhakund they had some. She mentioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we should have this. Even though the temple wasn't built, but she was so enthusiastic. And we should have a small representation of our temple in Radhakund. And Prabhupada said, Why do you want to do that? And she said, well, for preaching. Prabhupada said, no, Radhakund is not for preaching, it is for relishing. So although we're must preach, pranati jar sahetu prachar, Srila Bhakti Sananda said, without preaching there's no life, we're dead. Pranati jar sahetu prachar. Still, there's relishing, or what can we preach? Without, when Rupa Goswami was presenting some verses for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma, Ramananda Roy, all those great devotees in Puri. Nobody knew before that. Who is this Rupa Goswami? He was very humble, but he was speaking these verses. So then Krishna Das Kaviraj or Rupa Goswami, I'm not sure. Kim It says, what is the use of a bowman's bow, or what is the use of a poet's poem if it doesn't cause the head to spin around? So their heads were spinning when they heard Rupa Goswami's poems. Tunde Tandavani Ratim Vitanati Tundavali Labdae Karna Krura. They said, we heard so many verses glorifying the holy name. We never heard anything like this. So Kaviraj Goswami says, without this power of like Rupa Goswami to present the various rasas all, with all this alankar, poetic simile, metaphor in Sanskrit, very difficult. Nobody can do. Without that, we cannot relish Krishna bhakti. So therefore, we love to hear all these verses. These verses, especially, there's more verses that are bhakti rasayan. This is the medicine. Bhafo shodat shotamano birama. The medicine for the, to hear it through the ear. We can taste it through the ear and thus relish even the dust on Krishna's lotus feet. Ye tu tradiya charanam buru koshagam dam jigranti karna divarai. You can taste it, you can smell and taste by hearing. She takes, so Brahma is speaking like that. Now they have cited Lord Brahma. They may not care for his position with all his power, but the devotees, they relish his verses, his Brahma Samhita, his prayers. 14th chapter and 3rd canto. Again and again we hear them. Ye tu tadiya charanam. Na paisi na tahirdayam purhatsa pomsa. By hearing Lord Brahma speaking, so therefore we don't decry Lord Brahma. We're not on the level of these queen direct association. But for us, we relish Lord Brahma speaking. He says, for one who is able to hear these things, then he's never separated from the lotus of the heart. Krishna is already there, but he takes his seat. He's there as the super soul, but directly Krishna will sit in the heart. The heart becomes purified by hearing all these verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, any pastime of Prabhupada, just watching. Shutvaganan bhuvana sundara shinvatam. Rukmini Devi, she did not see Krishna, but just by hearing, she became so attracted, she wanted to kidnap. The Prabhupada said, and he told Rukmini Devi when she was getting initiated, that if you should get kidnapped by Krishna also. So, Manoha means he steals the mind, the heart, away from this material world. You know, entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shvaka Charitam Chikara Bhagavatam. It is equal to all the Sarvadanta Shalam He, Shri Bhagavatam Ishate Tadrasamrita Triptasya. Triptasya means satisfied, just like these queens. Just by hearing Bhagavatam, one will become satisfied. Nothing else will attract him. Sarvadanta Shalam. There's so many Vedas, Vedanta. The end of the Vedas still. The cream of that is Bhagavatam. Puranam Amalam Nid Vaishnavanam. Very dear to the Vaishnava. Only. Kimba Pararishvara Sadhyo Hridjavarujita. Chikitibishu Shu Shubhis Takshan. Established in the heart, one thinks, Kimba Pararishvara. There's no other thing. We don't need anything. We read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavatamrita, what is it? When you read Sandarbhas, Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam. You can't go very far without hearing some Bhagavatam verses. One chapter or another, one canto or another, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, simply citing Bhagavatam. So this is the essence. Saram Saram Samudritam. One way or another, have to hear and relish. Shadanvatona Shunayad. And there's so many aspects to hear, so many cantos to hear, and so many commentaries, tikkas. When you read the Chaitanya Charita, it again brings you back to the Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamritam, Shriyatam Shriyatam Bhaktas, Chaitanya. And we want to hear again about Lord Chaitanya. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrate Ladini Shakti Rasmare Katmanav Atibhuti. Although they're one, they have separated. We don't know when. But still, Krishna and Radharani, Krishna wants to experience what is Radharani feeling. Only someone and she, like Radharani. And when Radharani just hears the bamboo, she's thinking it's a flute. She runs after the sound of the bamboo. Sometimes we hear the nice bamboo. We don't have too many here, but when they hit each other, it sounds a little bit like when we have these chimes blowing in the wind. Very beautiful sound, like the flute. Radharani's thinking the flute. She wants to embrace the tamal tree. Out of so much separation, if I die, you put my arms around the tamal tree. Prabhupada said it was so auspicious because the tamal tree in Krishna Balaram Mandir. So all these udipan, sudipta, they arise in the heart. All meant to remind us, every verse in Bhagavatam. Prati shloki prati akshare, every syllable. Prati shloki prati akshare is Krishna. And full of so many meanings. Nana artha kai. Nana artha. Many meanings, much value in every syllable, every word. Prati shloki prati akshare. Akshare is one syllable. You see that in the Atmarama verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining. Every syllable he gave 61 meanings, and then again gave new meanings again. I don't remember what I spoke there, but I'll speak something. So this is Nityanavana Vayamana. Ever increasing Anandam Buddhivardhanaikanipano Kaivalya Nishtarako. So there's no Kaivalya Narakayate, with position of liberation. Lopamangala Thakur says, what is this nonsense liberation? Mukti, Mukulatanjali Sevate Isman. It is rolling on the ground in front of me. Care for this mukti. So the queens have rejected this also. Kaivalyam Narakayate. But what another Saraswati says? Saraswati says, this is mukti that the impersonalists want. What is that? It's useless. It's hell. The more one fills up on this, fills his ears. Like the gopis, described like a bird making a nest in the ears. The hearing Krishna's flute doesn't want to hear anything else. Just like if somebody hears Prabhupada doing a bhajan, practically you don't want to hear anyone else. We hear it, it's nice. But some people are so fierce. No, don't want to hear anything else. Only Prabhupada. No other guru. Sanatana Goswami says, Madhaka Bandhu Matsangi Madguru Mad Mahadhanan. This Bhagavatam is my only guru, Madananda, my only bliss, my only ecstasy, my only association. So one pointed. So the gopis are one pointed only on Krishna. And here the queens are also, they're one pointed on the dust from Radharani's feet. So, sending, who's got the microphone? Anybody? Hands up. Okay. Nobody's speaking.
as far as you understand, when yesterday Badras read that The gopis became the queens. Can you explain, what you've understood? How is this possible?
The gopi, we discussed that after the class about these.
No, but many people didn't hear it.
Well, we already had that class yesterday. Maybe Pran gives a short explanation of how that happened. He likes to give a short explanation. Because it was not explained so much. Those kidnapped queens that they were speaking in Ned.
Yep.
He only gave briefly Bhadra, but he didn't explain so much.
And read it. It's a fast canto. You can see. Srila Prabhupada gives a in a shorter version, Prabhupada gives the summary of everything.
First canto, chapter 20, right?
15.
15.
Text 20.
Text 20. There is no 15, only 19, right?
15, 20. So there's a commentary by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and commentary by Sanatana Goswami Pada. That how, I don't know, this is like another day. It's like
esoteric.
It's required half an hour. Nice, yeah. Nice pastime. So just,
yeah.
I don't know how to throw
it. Anyway, Chilakam can read it. He's interested. Anyone out there who hears this?
You can read it.
Anything else?
So, as the discussion was going, that these queens, they were actually the gopis of Vrindavan. So, my question is, the gopis, they had so much affection, their separation was so intense, as you were explaining. So, how come these queens, they don't feel that separation if they are the same gopis?
Well, they're a different mood. They're partial. I think daddy wants... Huh?
It's like a hitting. If you read that purport, Prabhupada says at the end, other purport, both
15,
purport,
20,
that the gopis, they are not the naikas or heroine. They are... In Vrindavan, generally, there is a Sapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, and Suri. There's a four types of gopis, four groups. And there is within four groups, there's unlimited groups. But those who are assisting, they develop out of intense love for the Lord that they want to marry Him, be one with Him. Even in Rupa Goswami Pada writes, Srimati Radharani was so much in intense separation one time. He said, why he's going to Mathura? That Mother Yashoda was feeling some separation, but Nanda Maharaj assured her, I'm going with him, I'll bring him back, you don't feel sad. That was the only thing. And then the rest, coward boys, they never felt much, because most of them are going also. Only the gopis at that time, they gave up their almost chastity. They like, take off their veil, they started crying. Madness started. First time Nanda Maharaj was watching. Wow, my son is in love with all these girls. Our entire Brajadham is in love with my son. And there was like a very intense. So some of them developed a strong desire to marry him. Even Radharani expressed, I never told him that I actually what I wanted to do, I just want to kidnap Krishna and go run away somewhere and marry him and live with him eternally, out of separation. So some of those that came as a 16,100. Now, in 15, chapter 20 verse, Prabhupada says that Arjuna was expressing to Yudhishthira Maharaj how he is morose.
It's actually a fairly long purport.
All right, so let him give the summary of it.
Okay, so you can read. There's a few chapters. Prabhupada gave a very nice synopsis.
Where does it say Ananda saw the gopis in separation? Is that in the purports? I forgot. He didn't know that gopis were so attached. I forgot. Is it in these purports in Bhagavatam or another?
No, purport with the commentary.
It's Sanatana Goswami.
Yes. And then Every pastime has an intensity and pure desire. These two causes this play to take place, and at the end, their nourishment is higher than before. So in this
it always
episode,
increases more and more.
More than before. So in another sense, that Uddhava, when he was speaking to these queens, that Prabhupada translated as an infidel. Arjuna saw the infidel.
Infidel coward boy.
Means not a good, strong guy. Infidel coward man defeated Arjuna, and Arjuna is very sad. He knows that because Krishna left and all his lost his power. And those coward men are actually Krishna himself expanded and brought them to Uddhava Kheri.
Right.
And in Uddhava Kheri, when they heard it, they develop a strong desire to serve Radharani, which they didn't have before. And that intensified their relishment with Krishna's union with Radharani before.
Why were they on the road? I forgot. Why were they walking on that road? Why were they kidnapped on the road?
Oh, because everybody went to Prabhas.
Prabhas.
And Arjuna, and they did not go. They didn't go to the Prabhas. Prabhas is where the whole episode took place. And they were being directed to Arjuna to take them to that routes where the infidel coward man came.
And they were on their way to... Where were they going?
Safety. To a safety place.
To where?
No, it was not a place of Vrindavan. There was not a destiny at that time. But it was a place for a safety. But Arjuna failed. And as a result, that Krishna came as an infidel
coward man
and took them to that place and dropped them there. And in that process, while they are going, they realize that intensity of Krishna's union with the gopis in Kurukshetra, where Uddhava made a private, facility that queen did not know. That opens another beautiful pastime, how it took place.
All right, that's it for today. Hari Bol.